This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is The English We Speak with me, Lee.
And me, Neil. Hello. What's the matter with you, Lee? You're upset, I can tell.
It's about my social media profiles, Neil. Some people keep posting negative messages all the time on my pages, no matter what I write. It's not that they disagree with what I post. They just criticize everything, even when they don't give a proper reason.
Don't worry, Lee. They might be what people are calling haters.
Haters? Yes, I've heard this word before. The verb to hate means to strongly dislike something, doesn't it?
Yes, and the word hater has been used to describe someone who says or writes unpleasant things about others or criticizes their achievements, especially on the internet.
That's right. And I've also heard troll. Is that some kind of creature?
Well, language evolves and old words can take on new meanings. A troll is an ugly creature from folk tales who often behaves in an antisocial way. But these days, we call people who leave deliberately annoying or upsetting messages on the internet while hiding their true identity trolls.
Troll and hater are today's expressions in the English we speak. Let's hear some examples of how they are used.
Joan is fed up with a troll who posts comments on her cooking blog saying that she is fat and should only eat lettuce.
Haters will always have something negative to say. As I read in a comment on Pinterest, haters will see you walk on water and say it's because you can't swim.
You shouldn't bother about haters, Lee. As Taylor Swift says in her song Shake It Off, haters are gonna hate.
Yes, I like a good debate, but haters and trolls don't want a debate. All they want is to annoy people.
That's more like it. Now, let me go and update my Facebook status and check my Twitter account.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.